This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for listening to Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Your number is 877-217-5757, and you can send us an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. The whole news cycle is now enveloped by coronavirus and its impact. We've talked about the impact on the market. The Dow, by the way, in early trading, down another 227 points. But even amid the carnage on Wall Street, there are some success stories. And one of them is Walmart, which is doing well, up last time I checked, and I will check it as we speak. Walmart up about 4% in early trading today. And Waiter, a Louisiana company, which on Friday was trading at 32 cents, is now at $3.46. It's gone up 11 times. In fact, earlier today it got over $4. But a huge gain. So if you had invested $32,000 in Waiter on Friday, you would have $346,000 right now, even in a down market. So there are buys, but for the most part, there is carnage, and particularly the restaurant industry has been hurt. The National Restaurant Association, as we heard this morning on Morning Edition, is requesting the White House and Congress for a $325 billion aid package. The trade group wants the government to establish an industry recovery fund, business interruption insurance, a loan package, and tax relief. With us are two gentlemen who are now in day three of the Baton Rouge full-service restaurant shutdown. Clark Cadzo of Highland Coffees, Jimmy Weatherford of Louie's. Jimmy is an underwriter for WRKF, and next year his establishment will be celebrating its 80th birthday. And he's been there for most of those 80 years, believe it or not. Yeah, I think you've now actually been there for more years than Louie's has been open without you. And Clark just celebrated year number 30 in operation on Chime Street, or at, on on Chime Street near Highland Road. He used to be right at the corner of Chimes and Highland. And they are here to talk about what's going on and whether restaurants can survive and whether they can stay the course. So we'd like to hear from you again. 877-217-5757. Let's begin with you, Jimmy Weatherford. How are things at Louie's right now?
Well, thank you, Jim. Things are rough. I don't want to sugarcoat it. As you said, this is day three. I think our first day we were down about 75%. Yesterday we were down about 80%. We're just trying to figure out how we're going to navigate through this. We're going to reassess our hours and more of what we're going to do on Sunday.
You're a 24-hour operation. Have you been staying open 24 hours?
We're still maintaining 24 hours right now. I can tell you there's not much business late at night. People are not moving around much. Bars are closed. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna reassess that probably. And, it gets to the question of do you stay open and try to maintain some income for your employees? I mean, they are just taking the big hit. Or do you hibernate and just try to ride this thing out? The thing is that we don't know where the end of this is. This is a serious virus. We're in a state where, we have some of the highest per capita rates, and we're getting ready to see what the testing that has come down this week. We're going to be seeing that come in. The governor just was talking about how we're going to see more cases, and I'm sure we are.
Well, the first story that I heard was out of Wuhan, China, and this was in early January, and that place is now reporting for the first time, as of yesterday, no infections. So they have had almost a total quarantine. Mainland China had 34 new confirmed cases on Wednesday, so that's much less than we're seeing in the United States. And they took quick action in China, and we delayed. Of course, there was a national championship game played in the Superdome on January 13th. There was Mardi Gras. A lot of people congregated in New Orleans, and that's where most of the cases are, in the greater New Orleans area. and we're not so far away. But in you're right, in the short term, we don't know how long this will last. We don't know how long the governor will opt to keep restaurants closed. And some states, by the way, have still not done that the way Louisiana has. But Clark Cadzo, you run a coffee shop, and we know the margins are small to begin with, but you're still open right now. Can you stay the course?
Well, we'll see. We're certainly going to try. The situation is similar to Jimmy's, Louie's, and the other restaurants in the neighborhood. And we're taking it day by day and cutting costs where we can, keeping everything really clean, handling to-go business, walk-in business. And we have some, you know, we have an online store, so we're selling coffee and tea online. We are cutting our hours also a little bit in the evening, so we're not staying open until 11 o'clock because, as Jimmy said, the nighttime business is lower. And, you know, we're also dealing with the LSU shutdown, so we have the coronavirus on top of the fact that LSU shut its campus, so it's extra quiet in our neighborhood. And, you know, we're a little off the beaten path for a lot of people. So, you know, we're taking it day by day, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Wuhan, a listener asks, what is the population? It's 19 million. 19 million. So when they get to the point where there are no reported cases in a day, that's a big story, and it's an encouraging story. But as stated on this show a day or so ago, we live in a different kind of society than they do in China. We have people who are still moving around and associating with each other. For example, the three of us are in a closed studio right now.
That's
if
right.
One of us has it, the other two might be in some big trouble, and then we might end up giving it to somebody else. That's the way pandemics work. You may be closed for a few months. Can you handle a few months?
Well, it's going to be difficult to see. It costs, you know, for a restaurant like mine, average size, it takes tens of thousands of dollars every month. Just to idle, just to not pay employees, or
if
just
you didn't do anything,
if you didn't do anything,
yeah.
Well, that's going to need some assistance, some loan money from the federal government and maybe state. I don't know, and some tax relief, as the head of the National Restaurant Association said. Those are the two keys: is low interest loans and tax relief. If they can get that quickly. I mean, restaurants we're on a weekly, two weekly, not multi-monthly basis, you know.
Well, another listener notes that gyms have closed, and I hate that personally, but perhaps that's the place where you would be most susceptible to contracting this, if somebody's in there working out and using equipment and sweating and bleeding and all that, and it could be a terrible situation. But I guess it comes down, Clark, to whether this lasts a few weeks, few months, or longer. And yesterday we had a report from a noted authority that it could last 18 months. Now, I don't think you can handle an 18-month shutdown.
No. I mean, similar to what Jimmy was saying about restaurants, we're talking about weeks, you know, and that's, I think, for most small coffee shops and restaurants, the amount of money they have saved up to pay their bills is probably less than people realize. So, yeah, that 18 months would be absolutely unsustainable.
That's right. It was reported on NPR, I think it was Tuesday morning, that they are saying that 20-40% of the restaurants in the U.S. will go under and not come back. That's a lot.
Yeah, some of them can't last 2 weeks. Some can't last 2 months. And almost all can't last 2 years.
That's right.
So it's a question at some point whether you just have to cut your losses. And I guess the question then is, if you were allowed to reopen, we're back on. You've got customers who are going to be a little wary for good reason. You got employees who are going to be a bit concerned. It wouldn't be a simple thing, would it?
No, it wouldn't. Employees, you know, they have to, you know, I have some that are students and, you know, their parents have come and gotten them and they're gone. Others, they have kids, they have mouths to feed. And what are they going to do? You know, I'm going to do my best to idle along and keep people working, but there's only so much that I can do.
We're visiting with Jimmy Weatherford, the owner of Louie's. He bought the establishment in what year?
1978.
78, so that's 42 of the 79 years Louie's has been open. And Clark Cadzo, who opened his place of business, Highland Coffees, in 1989. We had him on for his 30th anniversary, and we didn't know then that the year 31 would be so rough. But it's rough for everybody out there in all sectors, and we'd like to hear from you. I know many of you may be listening for the first time because you have time on your hands, and we'd like to get your take on our world at large. I'm getting some emails for these fine gentlemen. The number is 877-217-5757. They both operate essentially at the gates of LSU. And right now, LSU is a ghost town. Try taking a walk about 5:30 this afternoon, and you'll see it. There's nobody home. We'll talk more in 90 seconds on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. Matt Doyle is producing. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, things, as we know, can change in the blink of an eye, but it's actually entered the green zone, up 13 points, 0.7%, 19,911. It's about where it was on January 20th, 2017, when President Trump took office. Now, the president, in his State of the Union address 6 weeks ago, said the Dow had gone up 70%. It had gone up 45% at that point, not 70. Now it's gone up 0%. And hasn't been headed in the right way, and it may not stay in the green zone very long. But as I look at stocks across the board today, Disney, which has taken a hit like few other stocks for obvious reasons, it's up 4% today. There are some stocks that are rebounding. And as mentioned, Waiter is now at 308, and it was at 32 cents on Friday. So I suspect both of our guests, Jimmy Weatherford and Clark Cadzo, work with Waiter on occasion. That was a company that was thought to be going under just a few weeks ago, and now it's the hottest stock in the world. Well, do you use Waiter?
We're not signed up with Waiter right now. I know Uber Eats just bought Waiter, isn't that right? They are offering no-fee delivery now, so or something along those lines. So maybe we need to get on board with that.
Well, yesterday's request from the National Restaurant Association includes a $145 billion restaurant and food industry recovery fund to be established by the Treasury Department to help cover operations and pay employees, a $35 billion community development block grant for disaster relief in hard-hit regions, and this is one of those hard-hit regions. There are over 1,000 restaurants in the greater Baton Rouge area. Well, we're on more than 1,000. It's a big, big part of our economy, and it's essentially gone away. Both of you are talking about around 90% drop in business, right?
75 to 90.
Yeah, and you're paying your employees, but particularly at Jimmy's place, they rely for tip money, and when you only have 10 customers rather than 100 customers, you don't get as much in tips unless somebody's really generous. And at this time, when people look at their stock portfolio, they may not want to leave a $20 tip or a $50 tip, Jimmy.
That's right. That's right. We'd like to encourage people. We understand that people in a crisis are not going to want to spend a lot of money. We would like to encourage people to go see your favorite local restaurant, you know. Help them out some, but
any of them, yeah, yeah, and believe me, they are happy to see you. Now we've gotten several emails. One of them asked about the protocol. Can you go to the restaurant, for example, and sit there and have a drink while you're waiting for your food? Is that legal or is that off limits too?
No, you cannot consume anything on the premises.
Nothing.
Have to. It's got to be a go order. You can stand there or sit. But you can't consume anything.
Okay. AJ in Nairn Park says the Facebook group NOLA Service Industry is a vibrant community sharing resources, tips, support, even some food assistance to bar and food servers. Is there anything like that in Baton Rouge? And he wants to know, if not, how can we spark that up? I don't know of anything like that. But
I don't
know
of anything yet. I do want to really give a shout out to our mayor. She knows.
By the way, our mayor will be with us tomorrow.
Yeah, she knows what's going on, and she has She's given some sales tax assistance. She's deferred the February payment. You don't have to pay it on March the 20th. You can wait till April 20th, and that's helpful. She's also got an initiative where she's encouraging businesses to buy gift cards, which is helpful too. Now that's a voluntary thing, but that's very helpful, you know, as well.
Steve in St. Francisville says, he says maybe we should do only phone interviews for the time being, and he might be right. He may be right, but I tell you what, we've been doing in-studio interviews yesterday with the governor in-studio, the day before with General Honoré in-studio. As far as I know, the mayor will be here tomorrow in-studio, and at some point you cannot run from life, and I view being a journalist akin to being a law enforcement person. You sign up for this, or a health professional. You can't, and when you're in the restaurant industry, you got to deal with people. You can't run from a crisis. You run to a crisis, and sometimes there's a price to be paid. But we're in a different line of work. But I certainly don't begrudge anybody who's staying at home and being safe. And I would advise people who don't have to be mingling with a lot of people not to do so until further notice. But that's where we are. Jim and Walker. Hi, Jim. You're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. I waited tables for a very long time in the area. And one thing I'm really, I have a question about and moderately concerned about is when we talk about that restaurant employees are still getting paid for servers, especially. You know, the state minimum wage for servers is a couple bucks an hour because they're expecting the general public to pay their salary. What exactly are they getting paid? Are they getting paid, you know, a living wage, or is it just a couple bucks an hour? And I just don't know.
All right. Well, and before we get Jimmy and Clark on this, there are also cooks who make more than what a server would make, but... and I'm sure that their pay has not been cut, but let's let the professionals answer. Jimmy?
That's right. And that's a very good question. A server that doesn't meet the minimum wage, which is currently $7.25, with tips, then the employer has to make that up. The current server wage is $2.13 an hour, and then you're then you make tips. But if you don't make enough tips to get you up to $7.25, then the employer has to fill in that gap.
So in essence, you may be paying more for,
yes,
your, more for
right.
your personnel now than you did before.
That's right. That's right. So this is the dance that we have to do right now. And we certainly want to pay our employees the money that they need to live on. But it's, you know, it's a hard walk to walk.
Well, and most restaurants, as we know, fail. That's a fact.
That's right.
And those that are successful, usually the owners, like the two of you, you're often on the premises because you have to be.
That's right.
You can't succeed if you're not. And that means the margins are not great. They're very close as far as whether you make a profit or go out of business. And something like this, your success has probably bought you some time, but it gets back to what we discussed earlier, how much time, and I suspect it's going to take some assistance from the government in all sectors of society, but especially this one, to keep operations going.
Right. I would say that probably fast food and fast casual, their sales may be down some, but not as much as full service. What full service is faced with now is how much money do you have to lose over the next however many weeks? You know, you're going to be losing money every day, no matter if you're open, closed. You're not going to be able to maintain with just takeout. So how much money do you have, or how much money can you borrow to, you know, keep the lights on?
Well, there's some listeners saying that other states are not doing this. In fact, a listener says it's not being done, and I presume they're correct, in Atlanta right now and in Houston. So those are big metropolitan areas, big chances taken if the scare is as immense as we think it is. And this hodgepodge of doing this, it gives some people an advantage over others, but it also means that it may be tougher to stop this because people travel in this country. They come up and down those interstates. They fly into the city. They fly out. It could be a tough, long slog. And we'll visit some more with Jimmy Weatherford and Clark Kadzoff. Jimmy of Louie's, Clark of Highland Coffee. It's 877-217-5757. We'll also hear from Mark Ballard, but now we pause for the news. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We're wrapping it up with Jimmy Weatherford of Louie's and Clark Kadzo of Highland Coffees. They're at the gates of LSU, and the Old War School, the flagship university of the state, is a veritable ghost town right now. And even if their establishments were open, they're full and full-scale open, they would not be getting the volume of business they usually do, but they are limited to takeouts as we know it. You can place an order. You can even go in the establishment, but you have to wait for your food and then politely leave and not consume it on the premises. 877-217-5757. The Louisiana tracking map from the Advocate, and we'll hear from Mark Ballard in just a moment. 281 positive cases, 8 dead, but only 704 people have been tested. So we know there are a lot more people walking around with coronavirus. 4 members of the Brooklyn Nets of the NBA have tested positive. That is a team, including their star player Kevin Durant. That's a team that Garrett Temple of LSU plays for. And we do not have the names of the other 3 members of the Nets, but it comes down to the case where we already have a person who most people are familiar with, Tom Hanks, who got it. And soon we will have people we know and love and like who have it. And we probably will have some people we know who don't make it. And these are uncertain times. But most people will make it, even those who contract the disease. But I mentioned the fact that you two are in somewhat a vulnerable situation, even with limited customers. You're still mingling with the public. What's your personal feeling right now? When you go home at night, are people afraid to be around you, Jimmy Weatherford?
No, I don't think so. I've really stepped up my precautions. I've just about washed all the skin off my hands. I wash my hands so much, and we you know just keep you know try not to touch your face. All the precautions that they tell you, you got to stick to that.
Well, I've been to Louie's 3 times since this happened, the shutdown. I've been to Highland Coffee's, I think, 3 times, and it's amazing. The employees they're cleaning constantly because they don't have a lot to do, and they're concerned. And I would say right now, if you went to one of these establishments, these are probably some of the most safe, sanitized places you're going to find on the planet. Clark?
That is true. We were fortunate. I see some Clorox wipes on your desk here. We were fortunate to get a few containers, too, and we've been going through them and just wiping everything down nonstop.
Well, we wish you well, and I have a feeling we'll be calling on you again, but you heard it from them, and I think this is something being echoed by many merchants, 75 to 90% shutdown. And a listener did ask, do you know how many restaurants have just thrown in the towel until further notice?
The way I understand it, and I spoke with Tyler Hood of the Chimes and Pyrenees yesterday, and we talked for a while, and he said that from some of the people that he's spoken to, a lot of them are just going to use up what they've got in their walk-in right now because, you know, this came on fairly suddenly. I mean, we saw it sort of coming last week when LSU closed all sports, sent all the students home. But as far as the complete shutdown, or not complete, but to take out only, that came on fairly suddenly. So there's a lot of restaurants that have stock that they need to sell, fresh food. So I feel like a lot of them are just going to sell out of that stuff and then button it up. We'll see.
Clark?
Well, it's a little different, I guess, with the coffee shop. You know, we have green coffee inventory, which is not really perishable, and tea inventory, which is not really perishable. So it's a little different calculation from the restaurant business. But, you know, just so few people coming in the door mm-hmm. that, you know, we have to see how long we can last.
Well, last night when I was going through your neighborhood, I ran into Father Andrew Merrick, the pastor of Christ the King, which, by the way, is the largest Catholic parish in the United States because of all the Catholic students at LSU. And they served there, or he presided at his last Mass on Monday night until further notice. It's pretty bad when the Catholic Church decides to suspend its services, but that's where we are. But for those who go to church or don't, prayer is not something that is a bad thing. We know it's not going to hurt. So I would advise anybody who has strong feelings about their faith and their family to exercise those feelings and to not panic, because fear is, Chris Andrews will be with us next Wednesday. He said it's the most destructive emotion of all, and right now, it's stated, most people will survive this, even those who get it. So it's a case in which we shouldn't just immediately say it's over, that life as we know it is gone forever. There will be a time when things will improve and we will be getting back to, quote, normal, but we're not there yet, and it's going to take a while. Bill downtown, you'll be our final caller for Clark and Jimmy. Hi, Bill.
Hey, I wanted to find out if you could tell me anything about this, a prepaid card you can buy to support the restaurants here in town.
Right. Thanks for that question. I don't know all the details. We at Louis have signed up for that. I believe that the owner of Rocco's might be helping the mayor spearhead that. Rotolo's. Is that right? Rotolo's. Sorry about that. But that's all I know right now. But thank you for the question. That would be quite helpful. And the way that's supposed to work is, you buy the gift cards, and the restaurant or bar or promises to pay their servers 20% of the purchase price. So we would mm-hmm. we would divvy that up among all the servers, whatever comes in, and then when things get back to normal, we will honor those cards.
And Tom Hanks, by the way, a listener asked what happened to him. He has been released from the hospital. So in Australia, he is almost 64 years old, and he got it, and he has survived it. So that is good news. And as we part company with Jimmy and Clark, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has now gone back in the red zone. It's 97 points down. But considering the carnage over the last few weeks, this is nothing compared to what we've been experiencing, standing right now at 19,801. And this is a case in which it has lost 10,000 points in a month. 10,000 points, more than one-third of its value. Thank you, gentlemen.